Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Friday. Woo, woo. I hope everyone's had a great week and you have lots of fun things planned for the weekend. Or if you're just planning on staying home, that sounds even better because who likes boob jail on the weekends, right? If you're just tuning in to the show for the first time, let me give you a little introduction to myself. My name's Amy and I am a Midwest mama of three. I live in the great Hoosier State, and if you're not familiar with that term, that would be the state of Indiana. If you don't know where Indiana is, it's Notre Dame country. We love our corn. We love our sports. We love our NASCAR. America. We also dress in layers because you never know what the weather's going to be like. It got me thinking about all the things that are associated with the Midwest, and I may have wrote a little ditty. Allow me to play it for you. Ahem. Welcome to the Midwest. We have all four seasons in just one day. Don't wear just a sweater. At 2:30, there's gonna be a heat wave. Welcome to the Midwest. Flip-flops in 30 degrees. It was minus 2 yesterday. We just wanna enjoy the warm breeze. Welcome to the Midwest. We put mayonnaise in everything. Hope, let me scooch out your way. Welcome to the Midwest. We'll all say goodbye and talk for 2 more hours in the driveway. Welcome to the Midwest. Awkward smile and nod when you look our way. Welcome to the Midwest. If this is your first time tuning in, I hope after hearing that it's not your last time. It's Friday, you know what that means. It's time to shine the spotlight on a local artist or local band. Now let's get to it. Today's musical guest is none other than my former boss and the coolest John I know. While John is not a local from, you know, the Midwest or from Indiana, I'd like to start doing this feature a little bit differently. It doesn't have to be a local artist or a local musician. If you're just a musician starting out or a band starting out and you'd like to get your music out there, I am more than happy to accommodate. I will give you the information here towards the end of the show on where to submit that to. All right, back to it. As I mentioned, today's musical guest is my former boss, John. I met John when I worked from home, and let me tell you, hands down, best boss ever. John really cared about his team, always checking in on us and making sure our weekly Zoom meetings were both informative and inspiring. We would get down to business first, but then it was time to talk, listen to some music, maybe watch a comedy special, or maybe possibly watch one of our favorite movies. One of my favorite times is when we watched a Christmas movie and made a gingerbread house. Well, I mean, I tried making one, but alas, my poor gingerbread house looked more like a gingerbread shack. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to our musical guest, John. Sup, yo? John hails from the great state of Utah, where he produces his music under the name Sacred Crates. The link to John's Bandcamp page will be available in the episode's description if you'd like to check out some of his music. You definitely should. Not only is he a groovy dude, but he makes some pretty groovy beats. When John was 4 years old, he saw the music video for Tricky by Run DMC. And after that, he knew he wanted to make music. John recorded his first song when he was 7 and has recorded over 1,000 songs. First in our lineup, we're going to take a listen to Gardens in the Rain, featuring Anna Hawthorne. See, what did I tell ya? Groovy beats, groovy dude. Next up, let's spin Lucid Schemes. That beat is so chill. You should put it on the next time you don't want to be lucid. Wink, wink. Last up on our musical journey with John, aka Sacred Crates, is Hawaii, again featuring Miss Anna Hawthorne. Another great beat from Mr. Sacred Crates and the very talented Anna Hawthorne. I love the diversity of John's sound. A little bit of techno, a little bit of jazz, some R&B. He's got something for everyone. You should definitely check out his Bandcamp page and, you know, experience it for yourself. And hopefully in the next few weeks, you'll be able to check out a collab between yours truly and Peja. Super stoked about that, so stay tuned. You should also check out my new website, ridiculousramblings.com. You can leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey right there through the site. More of a Facebook fan? I've got you covered. Check me out at Ridiculous Ramblings. More old school? Holla at your girl at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. You want to hear your music featured on the show? Want to give a shout out or give someone else a shout out? You don't have to be a musical artist. Reach out. I'd love to say hey to you on the airwaves. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. And if you plan on visiting the Midwest, hopefully I've prepared you for the constant weather changes and our obsession with mayonnaise. I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Get ready for that next week. Ooh, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. Before we end, I'd like to give a special thank you to John for letting me spotlight his many talents on today's show as well. John, sup yo. Keep it real, fam. Home slice. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you.